You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Hinihimok ang mga Australianong magsasaka na makipagtulungan sa mga pulis upang mapigilan ang mga krimen. Naglabas ang New South Wales Police at Crime Stoppers ng isang kampanya sa buong estado upang mabigyan ang mga magsasaka ng mga kasangkapan na tutulong makapigil sa mga krimen sa kanilang mga komunidad. Narito ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Anita Boley na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Naninirahan si Bert Harris sa Melrose, isang propiedad sa Mudgee, Central New South Wales. Si Ginong Harris ay 50 taon nang magsasaka.
Since we've been up here, I've always had cattle, I had sheep, and that's all, just cattle and sheep. But we done away with the sheep. We have cattle now, but they're on another property, and they're at the moment we're doing it very hard, as they call it, because there's a big drought on.
Sinabi ni Ginong Harris, naranasan na niya dati ang tagtuyot, ngunit kahit na hindi ito kasing sama ng tagtuyot ngayon, ay hindi pa rin ito naging madali.
We had a big drought before, and we had no water or anything, and we lost a lot of cattle. We didn't lose them, but we had to euthanize them, as you call it.
Ninakaw ang mga baka ni Ginong Harris mula sa kanyang bakuran 2 taon na ang nakaraan. Sa tulong ng CCTV footage na inupload sa Facebook page ng lokal na stasyon ng pulis, nahuli ang mga magnanakaw. Sinabi din niya, kung hindi sa tulong ng social media, ay malulugi siya ng todo, lalo na sa kasalukuyang panahon. Dagdag niya, ang problema sa mga trespasser ay karaniwan nangyayari sa kanyang bakuran.
When I did have these cattle taken, that was for the rates, you know. And I just lost my grandson and I was rather upset, you know. And I thought, fancy, once people do that. Luckily, they were on the ball and they got onto them straight away. We've had fences cut where they was coming through with the vehicle. Right. Now, I got in touch with the police. We managed to solve that problem.
Nagtutulungan ng New South Wales Police at Crime Stoppers upang mapigil ang krimen tulad ng pagnanakaw ng mga hayop, ganun din ang trespassing, illegal na hunting at pagnanakaw ng mga armas. Ayon kay Detective Inspector Cameron Whiteside ng Rural Crime Prevention Team, kailangan ay may inisyatibo ang mga magsasaka upang matulungang pigilan ang mga kaganapang tulad nito.
We regularly talk to farmers day in and day out when we go and visit them. We give information about target hardening. In essence, what is that? Making your property a bit harder to break into or the opportunist to be a victim of a crime so that the offender's pushed elsewhere. It's not just been talking to people, it's part of this campaign. It's about deterring people from committing crimes, preventing crimes, disrupting individuals that commit crimes and working together.
Kamakailan ang mga bagong batas ay inilabas sa Australia upang protektahan ang mga magsasakang tulad ni Ginong Harris at kanyang mga pamilya. Sa New South Wales, ang mga panukalang legislasyon sa parlamento sa susunod na linggo ay makikitang magmumulta ng halos $22,000 ang mga trespasser o mabibigyan ng 3 taon na sentensya. Lumabas ang mga panukala dahil sa pagtaas ng mga krimen sa huling 19 na buwan. Naging dahilan naman ng galit sa industriya ang isang website na nagdedetalye sa mga lokasyon at numero ng mga magsasakang Australiano. Ito di umano ay invasion of privacy. Sinabi ng mga magsasaka na bumisita sa AgQuip 2019 sa kasalukuyang tagtuyot, nagiging karagdagang problema pa ito.
It's part of your livelihood. And when people take your tools and equipment, it costs a lot of money to replace.
It's certainly devastating because that's the only form of money and income that some people have.
Ngunit ayon sa iba, ang pagprotekta sa iyong ari-arian ay hindi magastos. Ito ang paliwanag ni Daniel McCulloch na isang stock agent sa Tamworth.
It's a lot of in that remote type area where people aren't living on the properties and there's not many neighbours about. But my thoughts would be, look, cameras are very cheap. They're cheap, the hunting cameras and that sort of thing. Put cameras up around your place, put signs up that your camera's about and catch the people while if they're doing it. The Bush Telegraph follows so quick. So if somebody sees something that's suspicious, tell the neighbourhood. You know, there's so many social media channels about to be in connection with everybody these days. So there's a lot of ways to, that can keep in touch. Tell the police if you see anything suspicious at all and the people that are doing it will soon stop.
Samantala, isang pampederal na panukala na layo na maprotektahan ang mga bukid ay kasalukuyan ding nasa parlamento.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.